In the past year, the once vibrant U.S. economy has shed nearly 2 million jobs. Markets had been anticipating far fewer job losses, and stock prices Friday initially fell sharply as the bad news was absorbed. Ellen Zentner, an economist at Tokyo Mitsubishi Bank in New York, told Bloomberg Television that there will be further job losses ahead. Unemployment could soar, she said, if one of the Detroit Big Three car companies goes under.
You've got suppliers who supply that industry that would then have to lay off jobs. You've got the dry cleaners that supplies those people that work at the supply shops. You know, it goes on down the line. You would be talking about massive amounts of job loss, and I think that's why the government's been serious about discussing what help they can give.
An estimated 3 million U.S. jobs are directly linked to the U.S.-based auto industry. For a second day, the chiefs of the three big car companies and their union appeared before congressional committees to make their case for $34 billion of emergency loans to assure their survival until April. Congressman Paul Kanjorski, a Democrat from Pennsylvania, is not optimistic that the loans will be quickly forthcoming.
I tell you this, I do not sense the Congress's appetite right now to do that. I think you're skating on extremely thin ice, and I happen to be a friend of your industry and your intent.
For whatever reason, stock markets turned around late in the day, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average staged an impressive rally near the close. The index was up 259 points, or 3%, to 8,635. But Tony Dwyer of FTN Midwest Securities in Cleveland, Ohio, says global financial markets remain essentially frozen.
We need people to come buy corporate bonds. When they do that, companies will be able to raise money and fund future growth.
Oil prices continued to fall, declining Friday to little more than $40 a barrel. The $2.85 loss brought losses for the week to 25%. Crude oil is now at its lowest level since December 2004. The week's massive sell-off was even bigger than the seven-day 24% decline in 2003 after invading U.S. troops seized control of the Iraqi oil fields. Oil prices are falling because of the sudden collapse of global demand for gasoline. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.